Welcome to today's Wrenchgott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dietitian and diabetes educator Debbie Guild from Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about Diabetes Awareness Month and healthy eating during the holidays.
Well, Debbie, it is that time of year again. We are getting very close to the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas activities coming up. And it's also National Diabetes Awareness Month. Those things go hand in hand, of course, with overeating and things of that nature. First of all, what are some of the tips around the holiday season folks can have when it comes to their eating habits?
Well, I think the first thing we always want to think about is not making the holidays all about food. You know, we grew up always bringing grandma's favorite dish, and I think try to reframe what you do with your families. You know, have a game, ask everyone in the family to bring their favorite game, have some other activities that don't focus as much around food, because it tends to be a time where you gain a lot of weight and you eat a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't eat the rest of the time of the year. So I think thinking about what do you do when it's not November, December, and January. You eat moderate amounts of portions, you include non-starchy vegetables, you incorporate your activity. So I think we want those things to carry us through November and December and all the hustle and bustle when we're going from this party and that party. You know, it really is about the friends and the family. So I'd encourage you to try to pick activities that you enjoy doing with them, and maybe even schedule an event in the afternoon when you wouldn't traditionally be eating, or after the dinner hour, so that everybody can eat their own meal at their home, and then maybe you get together for a mid-afternoon appetizer, or you get together for a very light dessert. So definitely kind of taking some of the focus off of, you know, kind of the gluttony and who can eat the biggest portion of pumpkin pie, so to speak.
Diabetes is a disease. Now, you're not going to get it from one Thanksgiving meal, certainly not. But it becomes from, as I understand it, a lot of negative patterns of eating and building up a lot of sugar and carbs and things like that. When it comes to getting to diabetes and to that point, how can building good habits over the holidays maybe translate to year round so we aren't building up those long-term eating habits that turn into something that can adversely affect our blood sugar?
I think, you know, you always hear it takes 21 days to form a habit, and there definitely is 21 days between, you know, Thanksgiving and the New Year's. So starting with, I always tell people to eat your protein and your non-starchy vegetables first. We, especially in the Midwest, we love our potatoes and our corn and our peas and our large slices of pizza. But these things, you know, it takes our brain 20 minutes to recognize what our stomach is eating. And so if we can fill up on some things that don't contain those simple carbohydrates, so your meat, your lean meats, your fish, and then non-starchy vegetables, so that would be your carrots, your asparagus, your broccoli, your salad. Then when you go to some of those taste treats that we all enjoy, you know, the corn casserole and the potatoes, we won't want to eat as much because we've already kind of included some of the foods that are good for us, and then that also gives us a well-rounded meal.
And then just for folks who are curious, I mean, how do we get to the point of knowing and feeling those symptoms of maybe having some sort of diabetic attack or having some sort of issue with blood sugar, in the sense of, you know, we might be overeating for Thanksgiving and we might already be pre-diabetic and not know it? How do we kind of recognize that there might be some issues if we are doing a holiday and we do overindulge one night?
I think it's going to be your overindulgent over time that's going to lead to diabetes. So it isn't just, like you said, going to be one instance. But signs and symptoms of diabetes are excessive thirst, frequent urination, and excessive tiredness, which, you know, we all have sometimes this time of year. I really encourage people, especially if you have a family history of diabetes, is to get tested. It's a simple blood test. Typically, we'd like you to be fasting, but, you know, any annual physical, if you tell your provider, you know, I have a strong family history of diabetes, they're going to keep a pretty close eye on that. And maybe just going back to your lab work, you know, if you had lab work done, making sure that you were tested for diabetes, and if you weren't, talk with your doctor to get tested. You know, I think the statistic that is really alarming in the diabetes world is that 8.1 million people have diabetes but aren't diagnosed. So I think family history is the key. If you have a family member, a parent, a brother, a sister, especially with type 2 diabetes, to get tested, because then there's a lot of different lifestyle changes, exercise, and a slew of medications that can really help and make this a very manageable disease. It's definitely, you know, used to think of, you might know that aunt or uncle or grandparent that had a negative experience of diabetes, you can still live a full, wonderful life with diabetes. It's just a few modifications and changes.
Once again, that was dietitian and diabetes educator Debbie Guild at Pella Regional Health Center. That concludes today's Wrench Got Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.